winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Hello, welcome to episode 46 of Looks Up in the Sky. I have some interesting news for you. Again, this is the final week of no CW shows, so there's no TV shows I'm talking about again this week, but everything comes back starting Monday, so I have my daily CW recaps. Plus, I'll do an overview on Saturday again, so keep an eye out for that, but that's next week. Let's talk about this week. Alright, so, it's come out and they want to do a remake of White Man Can't Jump. That's the 1980s comedy, I believe, with Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes, who play basketball hustlers out for money. Man, they can't come up with any original new ideas. They keep doing these remakes. A few of them work, most of them don't. I don't see this one working, but that's just me. I don't know how they're going to pull this off. Maybe, I think the Clippers, Snow, Rick Griffin is involved somehow, I don't know, but I'll keep my eye out, whatever, I mean. Next topic. There's a picture going around the web a few days ago of Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman, and Pierce Brosnan. And the rumors that kind of reporting is not confirmed yet. But the thing that everybody's going with is that Pierce Brosnan is going to be Cable in Deadpool 2. This is interesting on a couple levels. A, awesome, if it ends up happening, Pierce Brosnan as Cable, awesome. This is the more interesting part to me. Hugh Jackman going to be in Deadpool 2 when he says Logan is his last Wolverine movie? I believe it. Now, he's not going to be, if he's in Deadpool 2, he's not going to be in a huge part. My guess, 5-minute cameo, if that. He might not even be Wolverine, he might be Hugh Jackman. I don't know, I want all this to be true. I want Pierce Brosnan as Cable, and I want Hugh Jackman to make a cameo in Deadpool 2. But that's just me. Alright, next topic. New Power Rangers trailer came out this week. Man, I hate this movie. On paper, this movie should be awful, but they're doing everything right. Bryan Cranston is Zordon. Elizabeth Banks is Rita. The trailer looks good. The action looks good. The tone looks good. I hate it. I'm actually excited for this movie. It's coming out in March. Is it going to be a good movie? I don't know. But the trailers look exciting. They look good. I'm going to see this movie now. And you know what? I'll let you know how it is. There's also a new Morgan trailer that comes out. Okay. Morgan could be the best comic book movie of the year. Guardians looks more entertaining. I'm calling Guardians Volume 2, that is, but Morgan looks more emotional, looks more dramatic, the story looks good, the fight scenes look good. I mean, I'm just judging by the 2-minute trailer. But yeah, this movie looks like it could be special. Sony announced that they're going to do, well, we knew they're going to do an animated Spider-Man movie next year. But they officially announced it's going to be Miles Morales as Spider-Man. For those of you who don't know, in the comics, there's Peter Parker as Spider-Man. And in the comics, Peter Parker dies, and Miles Morales takes over as Spider-Man. That's all I know. I think this is smart. I think this is a good way to separate the two Spider-Mans. Peter Parker will be the MCU Spider-Man, and Miles will be the Sony strictly animated Spider-Man. If it goes over well, maybe he'll get a live-action movie eventually. But I'm open to it. Why not? So that's that. And the last topic I'm going to be talking about, Disney and Lucasfilm has officially come out and said they're not doing a CGI Leia in Episode 9. How do I feel about this? I feel good? I mean, okay, so Disney has two options. And I don't know what the right answer is. Maybe you guys know. The first option is kill her off screen. I mean, kill the character in between 8 and 9. They have time to rework the script and the story. They have time. Personally, I think I would do that, but there's another option. And I don't like this. And it's going to be really tricky to do this. I don't know. Recast. And here's my mouth. You even say recast. Present. Leia. I mean, Carrie Fisher is Princess Leia. Who do you get to replace her? I don't know. It pains me to think about it. She was so iconic. She was so good as Princess Leia. I don't know what the right thing to do is. What would you guys do? I mean, they recast her. They have to pick one hell of an actress. Get Meryl Streep. Get somebody on that level. I don't know. I really don't know. It also depends how big of a story point Leia has in Episode 9. And from what we're hearing, it was supposed to be big. I don't know. I honestly don't know. What would you guys want? Please comment. Put aside your fandom and tell me, what should you do? Comment below. Comment in the Facebook group. Please let me know. Alright, well, that would do it for this week. Like I said, not that much to talk about. Great trailers, interesting news about remakes, and I'll be back starting my name in my CWDC recap shows. And until then, this is Ben.